just have to keep asking.
Yeah, you take no less than this. You say, but you know, you come down maybe a quarter, maybe 50 cents on. Yes, so that's really nice. Like it did a while ago, and must be about him.
Somebody told me that they used to use those flour sacks for clothes or for towels.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah,
didn't
need that to wreck it.
The older people would use them.
And so ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Flour sacks, and they
tear them sacks.
And they chewing, little chewing clothes.
Yeah. And old people wouldn't make underskirts.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
The underskirts in them days.
Yeah.
I babysit for a little girl down here. I called Miss Agnes. And I remember that we wear our slips. I said, well, when I was a girl, we wore underskirts.
Yeah.
That's a change there, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Underskirts, we can break.
They never used petticoats? Did they ever say petticoat?
No, that's come new.
Yeah, that comes new. See, they never heard it. I said, when I come along, a girl like you, that's what they call them, underskirts. That's real funny. They can't understand it nowadays.
The petticoats, that's coming new up to the new day.
I came from Jackson, Tennessee the other day, and down 15, and I went through a town called Blue Mountain.
Yes.
I didn't see a mountain.
That's right.
You don't have any mountain, what you really say.
No.
In North Mississippi here, is it?
We're going to have to name that Blue Mountain.
Just that name.
We need to call that, I guess, that school, that'll give that name, the school Blue Mountain.
Yeah, giving it a name.
If you have a different sizes a big river and a small, would you explain the difference between the sizes of flowing water? You say the river's the biggest, right? And then what's the next smallest?
Let me see. I'm trying to get at what you would call it. That's run the smallest. Do it.
Yeah, I went over a creek the other day. Creek is always smaller than a.
That's right.
This was a pretty good size.
I call it a creek.
Yeah, creek. It is a place over facing the water that runs from that creek. I use it this way. A basin of water that connected away from that little branch of water. That's the only way I can get it together.
I see. So you start with a branch, then a creek, and then a river.
River.
And if you got a branch that starts in the spring and it comes down and then runs into some rock and it goes straight down. Mm-hmm. What do you call that? If it comes right to the edge of some rock and then falls 15, 20 feet straight down.
I don't know whether I can get that up. What it's called.
Would that be a pour over? Kind of a pour over or a falls?
Kind of a fall. Some kind of a fall, because you know, to think about it, that Niagara fall in New York, it tells me that the water falls, I forget how many feet, that water that falls, you know, in the.
But you don't have many of those around here.
Don't have any of them. No.